Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Many lawmakers from both parties were left scratching their heads when the president recently unveiled his plan to freeze the pay of hundreds of thousands of federal workers, many of whom live in the Commonwealth.
I'm not sure it was well thought out.
That's Southwest Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith, who is a member of the fiscally conservative House Freedom Caucus. He says freezing wages doesn't make sense right now.
One of the nice things is the economy is booming. Wages are going up nationally. There will be, therefore, some upward pressure on pricing. That's natural to follow, and the federal employees ought to be able to at least keep up with what we're going to see is some, I think it'll be mild inflation, but some mild inflation.
Republican Scott Taylor is a veteran who represents the Virginia Beach area. While the proposed freeze isn't on the military, Taylor says in his region, you can't easily separate civilians from the military installations they support.
The reality is that, you know, they haven't had a raise in a while. And, you know, in our area, we have federal workers, thousands of them, who directly support our national security apparatus, and they deserve it. So we're asking him to reconsider.
Taylor also says it's not good for the Commonwealth's economy.
It hurts them personally and their families and stuff like that, because obviously cost of living has gone up and they haven't had a raise. So it definitely hurts them individually, and it doesn't help the economy, obviously.
Taylor helped spearhead a letter asking the president to reconsider the pay freeze, along with Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She says it's time for the federal workforce to actually get a pay raise.
We're asking for it to be that freeze to be rescinded and to put the pay increase back in there as earned and as they're entitled to.
Comstock and others are trying to get the president to view the federal government as a large corporation. And she says you can't freeze pay and attract the most talented people that the government needs.
That is not good for our region, but even more importantly, because of the competitiveness now, because the economy is doing so well, it's very competitive work environment. We need to keep the talent in the federal workforce, and in order to do that, we have to have competitive salaries.
Virginia Republican Rob Whitman is also working with Comstock and Taylor to rally lawmakers to get the president to back down. Whitman says he'd rather see the president focus on streamlining federal agencies and cutting in places that truly need it, not just an across-the-board freeze.
I'm opposed to it. I think it's grossly unfair to our federal employees. You can't balance the federal budget on their backs. I think there are other ways we can look to save money to create efficiencies. I don't think you do that with a workforce that hasn't gotten a pay raise in a number of years. So I would disagree with them.
It's not just Virginia lawmakers who have rallied to protect the federal workforce. So far, more than 180 House members from both parties have signed letters asking for the pay freeze to be scrapped. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says he thinks the president miscalculated because federal workers are spread across all 50 states.
Yeah, we have 30% of the federal employees in greater or metro Washington, but 70% are in the rest of the country. Every congressional district has federal employees. And I think this is a dead-on-arrival proposal.
The bipartisan group of Virginia lawmakers are hoping the letters work in getting Trump to back down. But if not, they're prepared to fight for the pay increase in the spending process. And they're quick to point out that the Constitution gives Congress ultimate control of the federal purse strings. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.